Would you please explain bhavanamaya panya? What exactly is it? And bhavanamaya panya is wisdom that panya being wisdom or discernment based on practice or development. And there's and this is a commentarial classification, which is, I mean, it's a good enough classification, in that they speak of suttamaya panya, jintamaya panya, bhavanamaya panya. So suttamaya panya is, let's say, wisdom that is based on sutta is hearing, so that being having heard. So it's like received knowledge, wisdom based on, or discernment based on received knowledge, having heard. Jintamaya panya is, jinta is sort of like the ability of the mind to think, and so that it is the, say, the discernment based on an intellectual and rational analysis of things, being able to logically figure something out. And then bhavanamaya panya is the wisdom based on practice, development, training. In it. So it's bhavanamaya panya is considered the deeper, more reliable wisdom. And then, does it only happen when we're at least a sotapanna, or can it happen to a patujana, where that's somebody who is still unenlightened? I don't actually know. I don't know in terms of the classifications in the it's a Visuddhimagga kind of classification explanation. Totally off the top of my head, with no backup at all, I would think that's a valid way to investigate our own discernment, understanding, wisdom, even on a worldly or still unenlightened level, but recognizing that it's taking us to a place of deeper understanding. Does it only happen in one mind moment and may happen again? Well, everything only happens in one mind moment. And so that sometimes you get a few of them strung together, and then may happen again. Yes, they definitely. Or does it stay with you once it happens? There's always a residue of, especially when we speak of sort of insight, there's a real change that takes place when we see something clearly. It may not be able to be articulated, may not be able to. So it does stay with us. That being said, I mean, it's still, even wisdom, discernment are impermanent phenomena that you have to look after. You have to attend to. That's part of the part of bhavana, and this is sort of having to. both being willing and interested to look after our understanding and our mindfulness. And one of the things that I referred to as coming from the Visuddhimagga today, speaking about the three different kinds of wisdom, is actually, and thank you Guy for the note. It's in from Sutta number 33 in the Digha Nikaya, is this classification of those three different types of wisdom, the wisdom arising through hearing and the wisdom arising through say reflection, thought, and wisdom arising through practice.